Nice up here, a little chilly up here tonight. We've had some extraordinary northern light shows, so that was pretty cool.
I accidentally keyed with you.
I'm just mentioning pretty interesting light shows here the last two nights with the northern lights.
I was watching them on my cameras up there near Indian River, out in the forest. I have a place and have cameras mounted everywhere. So I got to watch the show from, 290 miles away.
Pretty radical technology. Yeah. It's probably a good thing you've got them on there.
I didn't catch that last comment. That the cameras are what they call full HD, which means they're higher than 1080p. I think they're 1500 something, but they're clear, they're clean, they work well. I can identify everything that's out there, so that's a good thing.
I run 360 degrees security. I'm just on 2 acres, but I still run cameras 24/7. I like to high def, keep eye on the place while I'm gone. But yeah, that's handy to have, especially up here. Do you have a problem with trespassers on your property during hunting season?
I used to run cameras back when 360 was all the rage, and it was 480, and then it just kept moving up. But I have a server that these cameras send their information, or what do you call it, images to, and so I get to watch them even, after whatever happened, I can roll back and through the server and look at whatever I might have missed.
I got the same 360-degree view of my property, 8 cameras, all high def like yourself, uploaded to my own server, and then I've got, 2 cameras, one at the Radio Shack door and then one inside.
I'm downstate, but have an NVR here, network video recorder, so I have them here for this place, where I can just walk in and grab the hard drive if I had to.
Do that. I own the property I own out here that I'm living in. I own another home there in Lansing that I rent out. At one time, Gabowski, the sheriff up here, lived in this place, and the rascals broke into it, so I figured they're dumb enough to break into the sheriff's house. Well, I better put me up a nice camera system.
I think that's called shame on them.
F-A-F-O is my book. I worry about it when I'm gone. You can't miss all the antennas, that's pretty much a giveaway. But that's pretty ballsy.
The antenna farm, it's a whole different story. But I took some of the fiberglass antennas and used some paint that was used for camouflage, and painted them so it couldn't be seen, with the trees at the backdrop, you can't see them. And I've had a couple people, I told them how to find my place, forgetting that I painted them a couple years back. So they're over there fussing on the phone, and I can't see no antennas. I don't know where you're talking about. And eventually I realized that I had painted them and forgot to tell them.
Roger that. All right, give me about 5 minutes. I'll be back on here. Hey, you know, I'm amazed. I make this run, as you know, every morning. And idiots are trying to race one another and kill one another to go to work. I've had to pull over twice this morning to get these suckers off of my butt. I've never seen people in such a hurry to get to work here in northern Michigan.
Down to the Oakland County area, Mulcahy in Oakland County. When I was coming back a few days ago from up north, I was doing about 94, and they were literally almost in my trunk. I mean, they just, I'm a foot and a half, 2 feet away from your back bumper. And it's four lanes, and instead of just going past me in another lane, I'm 94 miles an hour. I think that's fast enough. But if you want to go around me, by all means, go around me. But nope, they just got to get right on your bumper.
That's always been a pet peeve of mine. I don't do road rage. I don't do drama. So I just pull over and let them go. Same here. I run 68 there, and the speed limit's 65, so I typically do 70. But yeah, right on your tail. Give me a few minutes. I'll be right with you there, sir.
Roger, Dodger, WRYR503, waiting. Just keyed up in there. I couldn't hear what you said. You got so much QRM with you.